You are listening to Spot 127 Project Freedom, a collection of podcasts on expressions of freedom in the United States. In this series, Arizona youth discuss a variety of topics that stem from discussions with Dr. Wanda Tucker, Rio Salado's Faculty Chair of Psychology, Philosophy, and Religious Studies. These stories are brought with support from the Maximus Foundation.
Hello, I'm Caitlin Hernandez for Spot 127. Today we are here to talk about freedom and if freedom is limited but still free. I'm joined by Kai Fate, Yahida Figueroa, and Josefina Leon. What is your definition of freedom?
My definition of freedom is to have self-expression, and that being the way that you think of things or how you do them, just having the liberty of being who you are and doing what you want to do.
Freedom for me is being able to be who you want and not having no restrictions, so you can grow up to be whoever you want to be.
For me, the definition of freedom is to hold the power or right to act, speak, or think as you'd want to with, like, no restraints.
Does freedom mean no consequences to you?
In my definition of freedom, there should not be any consequences, because if it freedom truly is free, you should have the liberty to do whatever you want without having any loopholes.
I feel that there should be consequences, because if there was no consequences, then everything would just be really chaotic and there'd be a lot of crime happening.
That's a good point. Is there a limit on freedom?
Yes.
Now, why do you think that?
I think that because you can't really do anything you want without getting away with it.
What about your internal freedom, though? The freedom to think what you want? Can someone elaborate on the differences between external and internal freedom?
I feel the differences between the external and internal freedom is that your internal freedom is the thing that you think about, and the external freedom is the action that you take on that.
Now, which form of freedom do you find to be more freeing?
I find internal freedoms to be liberating due to the fact that it's your mind, your body. You can think and feel however you want to.
I agree with Yahida, because internal freedom has no limits. So if you want to think something that you wouldn't say aloud, you could just think it and there would be nothing stopping you.
Well, there is possibility for a limit on internal freedom, because if one were schizophrenic, then their schizophrenic disorder would counter that.
So, this brings us to the question, does mental health limit your freedom?
I definitely think that an aspect that we often overlook when thinking about mental illnesses and the internal freedom is that internal freedom also reflects on their external freedom, because oftentimes people with mental disabilities or mental illnesses are deprived of their external freedom due to their internal thoughts and things such as that.
Can you guys give me some examples of mental health that would limit your freedom?
For me, it would be anxiety and depression, because I hear a lot of people who do have it say they feel like they're trapped some days and don't want to move or do anything the whole day.
What are some examples of freedom in your daily life?
Examples of freedom in my daily life would be to have the freedom to speak however I want to and have the freedom to believe in whatever I feel like.
Freedom is in our daily lives so much that we don't even recognize it. For example, the freedom of religion. Everyone has the freedom to be in a religion or to not be in one, as well as little freedoms that occur daily, the freedom to drive a car, the freedom to walk into a grocery store, things of that sort really affect us as a society, and we often overlook those freedoms.
That's very good. Have you ever experienced a loss of freedom, or has someone in your family?
Someone in my family has experienced the loss of their freedom, and it's mostly because they been arrested, which I understand. So when you get arrested, all your freedoms are taken away from you because you violated something that has caused it to be taken away.
What are some examples of a major loss of freedom in the United States?
A major loss of freedom in the United States would be when people are imprisoned or people die.
So, do you mean a hate crime? Because that would be a loss of freedom of your freedom of speech and expression.
I do not feel that way because you can say how you want, and although hate crimes or hate speeches are wrong, you still have the freedom to do that. Doesn't mean you have the right to do it.
Yeah, that brings us into, again, back into our point. Consequences are still there no matter what action you take because you are free. What are some losses of freedom that you are willing to give up?
I'm willing to give up my freedom to bear arms because I'm not really pro-gun. I'm anti-gun because I do believe they're very dangerous.
In my opinion, I wouldn't give up any freedoms because I feel like they're all important to certain people and they're all necessary.
I agree with that statement.
What are some freedoms you're not willing to give up?
I'm not willing to give up my freedom of religion because I'm not a religious person, so I wouldn't really want someone to be forcing their religion upon me.
These are all really, really good points. Well, thank you to our listeners and guests for joining in our conversation on freedom today. I'm Caitlin Hernandez for Spot 127.
This has been a presentation from Spot 127 Project Freedom, brought to you in partnership with the Rio Salado College and the Maximus Foundation.